Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
Ready to win. All right, you guys. Welcome back to another week's show of Ready to Win. This is Star. And we should have Quentin on the line.
Quentin is here. I'm on the line.
Quentin is there. He's on the line. That's my man, y'all. So excited to have him on the line. And Pastor Dab is live here in the studio with us. And we're just so excited to be here and to be able to wish you guys a happy new year. Yay! Boom, boom, boom. The fireworks are going off. We're so excited, you guys. This is our first show of the year. And we really feel so blessed that we're already off to an amazing new year. And I hope that you guys are too. You know, I was doing some reflecting this week of just some of the things that God has brought us through 2018. So I'm just so excited about this new year and all the possibilities. And I just love new beginnings. But I'm so excited. Here comes Pastor Dab live in the studio today. And we're so excited to have her. Usually she calls in to be a guest, but today she is live right here in the studio with us. So we're excited to have her and to be able to hear everything that God has been doing in her life. So we're excited, and she can just go ahead and say hello to everybody.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's so good to be back in the studio. It's so good to still be here in the land of the living. Happy New Year to all of you, and it's just good to be here.
Awesome. All righty. And like we do every single week, you guys, we start our show off with some inspiration. And today the inspiration is going to come from none other than that awesome man of God, that man of wisdom, my husband, Quentin Fields from Positive Over Negative. Quentin, take it away.
Okay. So today we're going to focus on stewardship. And it was something that God dropped in my heart, something very simple when it comes to stewardship, to share with everybody. And it's in regard to the seed time and harvest. So God supplies the seed, and when God gives us the seed, we have choices of what we can do or what we need to do with the seed. We can either consume the seed or plant the seed. Consume the seed or plant the seed, so we can do both. If we consume our seeds, then we will have no more seeds, and God is merciful. God will supply us with more seeds. If we continue to consume our seeds, we'll always have to ask for more seeds. If we plant our seeds, then the seeds that we plant will produce after their own kind. So we can consume a portion and plant a portion. If we plant a portion, then in due season, we will have a harvest. But if we never plant our seed, then we don't allow the seeds to produce after their own kind. And it doesn't matter the amount of seeds. Lots of times we're looking at other people's hands and seeing what seeds they have. The amount of seeds does not matter, because God is in charge of due season. So we don't know if that one seed will produce a forest. We don't know if five seeds will produce just a small amount of fruit. We don't know, but we should plant the seed. So that is my simple lesson on stewardship.
Awesome. And that's really, a great opportunity that we all have, is to be good stewards over what the Lord has given us. And I know a lot of people at the beginning of the year, they set new goals and they say, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to be a better steward over my body so I can be in good health, right? Or I'm going to save more money. Those are like the top two, save money, lose weight. That's always the top two resolutions that people have. And I know we talked a little bit about this last week, but really what it comes down to is being a good steward, like you just said, over what God has given you. And our health is a seed. And when what we do every single time, we do something good for our bodies, we eat the right foods for our bodies, we exercise or anything good, though, we're planting good seeds, right? And then we're going to get fruit of its kind because that we've sown good seeds. And the same way with being a good steward with our finances. And so those are, I know, the top two resolutions that most people have, but it really comes down to being good stewards over everything that the Lord has given us, everything that he's given us. He's given us life, health, and strength, and we want to be good stewards over our time. We want to be good stewards over our health, over our finances, just over everything. Even, you know, and I think it's amazing that people have all these great goals and aspirations with money and weight, you know, but let's talk about spending some time with your family. How about we be good stewards over that and not taking that time for granted and making sure that we're, you know, having that time too, because, you know, I'm so huge on creating memories and being present to the moment and just being able to enjoy the journey, because that's really, really what it's all about, is being able to enjoy the journey. I mean, who cares how wonderful you look and how much money you have if you're miserable and if you don't have a relationship with the Lord and nobody likes you and your family, you can't get along with their family and the people that are, you know, in your inner circle. So, you know, it's amazing to be really good stewards over the things that God has placed in our life. And I think we have to remember that.
Oh, yes. And I think also it's just to be in having a balance. Mm-hmm. Everything needs to be balanced out, and everything should be done. Just having a balance, I'm thinking.
And balance doesn't always mean equal. I've mm-hmm. learned that. You know, there's a lot of times that people might have a very demanding career, but that time that they have with their family, they're with their family. You know what I'm saying? They turn their cell phones off. They might not, you know. So balance doesn't mean equal amount of time, but it means, guess what? You know, even if I only get to spend 1 hour with you today, that this was the most important hour of my day, not everything else that I did. You right. understand?
Just focus on the moment. Focus mm-hmm. that. Focus on where you're at the time with the people who you are with, and make the most of it. You know, always try to create memories, because you never know from day to day if you're gonna see that person again or whatever. And you always want to always leave a lasting impression, I guess right. I should say.
Right. You so know. That's it. I think that's it. So that's it, being good stewards of our time. And I think that's a great word as we go into the new year, is being good stewards over our time, mm-hmm. over our talents, over the things mm-hmm. that the Lord has blessed us with. Everything. Because right. every good and perfect gift comes from who? It comes from God. And so we want to be good stewards over those things.
We should start with understanding that the earth is his and the fullness thereof.
Right.
So everything belongs to God.
Yeah.
Even ourselves. So finance, I use finance because finance is something that is a ministry in finance, because a lot of people are financially in bondage.
Mm-hmm. And that's so true.
If you're in financial bondage, it prevents you from doing other things. Financial bondage will throw you out of balance.
Mm-hmm. It sure does.
Out of balance. So the earth is his and the fullness thereof, even our bodies. Everything belongs to God, and God wants a return on his investment. So everything that, you know, God, he gives it to us, but God wants us to increase. God wants us to increase, and he wants us to bring glory into him. And we do that by being a blessing to others. But in order to be a blessing to others, we must first be good to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So true. And that's such a great word, and it kind of, you know, everything just ties right into, it's perfect for this time. It's a perfect right now word for the beginning of a new year and being able to think a new thought. And, you know, I know one of his favorite, Quentin will run, he runs these things in the ground with us at home. You can't put new wine in old leather bags. You know, these are the things that we have to hear. Y'all hear him on Saturday. We hear him all week. You can't put new wine. So he's preaching to us all week, y'all. Can't put new wine in old leather bags. And it's so, so true. It's all about renewing our mind. And that's what we want to do. All the time, always we need to be renewing our minds, lining the way we think up with the way God wants us to think, the way that we really need to be, so that we can be all that God has called us to be. So I'm excited about this new year. I hope you guys are off to a great start of this new year and just excited about what God is going to do in this new year. It's just a beautiful, you know, inspiration is in the air and
yes.
excitement is in the air.
Jumpstart.
Yes, you can feel it. It's a fresh mm-hmm. start.
Right.
No matter what, it's a fresh start for you. And mm-hmm. if you're still here, you know that God has still a purpose and a plan for your life. If you're still in the land of the living, then God is not done with you yet. You know
That's
what I'm
right.
saying? So praise the Lord for that.
Yes. I remember a prophet, maybe at church or something, had told me I need to recharge.
Recharge, yes.
So, I was thinking about that just now when mm-hmm. you were talking about all that. So we do need to jumpstart, recharge.
Yes.
You know, but we do need to get started. You know, just like a battery that's low on energy, it needs to be charged up. Sometimes your car might not start up, but, you know, you have to get a jump start.
You got to get a jump start.
So that's what we have to do.
And this is it, you guys. We're here to give you a jump start. Praise
Woo!
The Lord. So we are excited. And I want to talk about one of the ways that you can be good stewards this year and be able to get that jump start is to go back and kind of do a reevaluation of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you guys to do this
right.
because this is still the new year. And this really blessed me whenever I wrote it down. I took time on the other day to write down some of my goals and kind of like, mm-hmm. I'm putting myself on a budget. But because I know that God wants to do some amazing things with our family. And I know that in order for us to reach some of these goals that we have set, we're going to have to trim down on some other things and then we can increase in some other things. And so, and you guys might have to do the same, you know, but sit down and do an evaluation and look at everything that you are thankful for 2018. And I want you to be specific. I want you to mm-hmm. write it down. I took time to write down. We traveled here this month. We traveled here this month. I was able to write that down. And when I seen that, I'm like, okay, that was good because that's a good balance for me. And I looked back at 2017 and I wrote down those places that we traveled. We went here, we went there, we went here, we went there. And so when you can sit back and you can look over the year, as I look back over my life, y'all remember that? And I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. But you got to look back and see that you've yeah. been blessed, because you'll know that you have a testimony
yeah.
if you look back over your life and you'll see. And you can write those things down that God has done for you,
yes,
those milestones down that your children have made. I wrote down things that Gabriel has learned how to do this year. He's learned how to ride a bike. Praise the Lord. Last year he was pedaling. We were pedaling for him. And this year he's pedaling for himself. Thank you, Jesus.
He was pedaling backwards even. So
yeah.
We had to pedal forward.
We had to pedal forward. He was running over
backwards.
Our hands. Yeah.
Hands and feet.
Our hands and feet got ran over.
Hurting our back.
I'm
trying
telling
to watch
you.
The traffic.
Yeah.
But now we still have to teach him how to steer. How to guide the wheel.
But he is pedaling. So I'm looking at everything that he's accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he was comfortable getting in the water and going in the 5 feet. This year, he's getting in the 11 feet.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Progress.
So every year, I'm like, wow, if you take the time to write down all those things that he's done. Last year, he was doing XYZ. And I'm just giving you, these are examples from our child. Because, you know, if this is your first time listening to Ready to Win, Gabriel has autism. And we started this radio program to share our journey and just to give inspiration to people that maybe feel like giving up, you know, because it's hard out there. And guess what? We want you to know that you can make it. We're still pressing on. We want to give you information, give you resources that can help you along your journey. And so that's why we're here. And Gabriel is one of our biggest motivations in everything that we do. So we always share. We try to share our journey. But it's good to look back over the year and see the progress. And that's what we're doing, having a reevaluation. We're recharging and we're getting ready.
Self-examination.
Yes, self-examination, because we're ready to win, y'all.
That's right.
And we're going to win. And we're excited about what the Lord has done and what he's going to do.
Not competing and comparing ourselves to others, but within ourselves.
Within ourselves, exactly.
Being better this year than last year.
Mm-hmm. And that's all you can do, because you can't compare and compete with anybody else, because my journey is my journey.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to make my journey
the best it can be. You know, the best that it can be for me. How can I have victory? How can I win on my journey? How can I win this in this game? It's not even a game, but this is the reality. You know, they had that game of life. You remember that game, the game of life? How can I win in this game of life with the hand that I've been dealt? How can I win? How can I still win? How can I still have success? How can I still get victory? How can God still get the glory out of my life with everything that I'm living with day in and day out? And you have to sit there and figure out what makes your life work and how can you put those things in order.
And you have to look around also and see what's in your hands that you can work with.
That's right.
You know, so you have to work with what you got until you can get more.
That's right.
Of what you need. You have to use what you got.
You got to use what you got. Amen. Amen. Like my Uncle Lexa used to say
and that's why I said the seed, you know, worry about the seeds that are in your head. You can't plant no anyone else's seed. You can only manage your seeds. You can't manage the seeds in somebody else's hand. And it doesn't even matter where you start, because it doesn't matter how many seeds you were given, because you don't know what you can produce. If somebody else has five seeds and you have one seed, the one seed can turn into a forest. So you always, you know, when you're playing cards, it's best to manage what's in your hand.
Right. That's so, so true. So, so true. And, you know, I think a lot of times we look at somebody else's, you know, we look at somebody else's forest and we say, I only have one seed. How am I ever going to turn into a forest with this one seed? You know, but guess what? That's all God needs is that one seed. If that's all he gave you, that must be all you need.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? So invest it. Don't bury it.
Yeah, invest it. Don't bury it. Praise the Lord. So you guys, we're excited. This is a new year. We've got some exciting news today. I have a special guest sitting right next to me in the studio, and we are going to do something so exciting.
Special guest.
I'm telling you, she's so super special to me. You know, there's a new book that everybody's buying, and I love it. I got one for Christmas called Becoming Michelle Obama. And I love Michelle Obama. I think she's amazing. I think she's beautiful. I think she's a classy lady, you guys. Mm-hmm. But there's another lady that I love, 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 love. I mean, there's a woman sitting next to me. She's my hero. She's my hero. I love her so much, you guys. She is such a wonderful, kind. She's a kind woman. I always tell people she's nicer than I'll ever be on my best day. And she really, really is. I'm telling you guys, she is such a woman after God's own heart, a woman that loves people and loves the Lord and a prayer warrior. And I'm excited for her to, you know, it's like she was my mom and she is my mom, but now she's my friend. Isn't that awesome? How you can go from parenting and then you guys can just be the best of friends. And you guys, she helps me with everything. She helps me with everything, you know,
your biggest supporter.
She says she's my biggest supporter. But you guys, she is just amazing. And we've been able to do, she sacrifices her own life a lot of times and puts herself on the back burner to help other people. And so, I mean, I've watched her do this time after time after time in her own life. And now it's her time to shine. It's her time to shine, you guys. And so I'm so excited that she's sitting here today, not just as Pastor Dab, but now she's Pastor Dab, the recording artist. So I'm excited. You guys are going to debut her new single that's going to be available on iTunes and Amazon and anywhere you can purchase music. We're going to debut her new single today. And we're going to talk to her and see how this music was birthed. Because, you know, every song has a story.
Yes.
And we all have a story. If we were to just sit back and tell it, you know, we all have some place where God has brought us from, something that the Lord has done that made us bring something to life. And if you talk to a lot of artists and people, you will find out that we all do indeed have a story. And she has a story to tell, you guys. And so that's what we're going to talk about the second half of our show, and we're going to debut her new song. And I'm just excited for you guys to hear from Pastor Dab, not just as Star's mommy, because that's what everybody calls her. Oh, Star's mom. Mommy, mommy, mommy. Everybody calls her that.
Sometimes I forget my own name.
She said, what's my name?
Everybody, hi, mom. Hi,
hi,
mom.
Hi, mom. Yeah,
but I'm okay with that. I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got one of those personalities that everybody calls her mom. And that's what she's become to so many people, not just me. She's become a mom to so many people that don't even... they might have lost their mom, or they didn't have they never had that motherly figure. She's their mother. They always call her mom, and they have mm-hmm. for years. And my whole life, they've done that. Even my grandparents, they used to call my grandpa grandpa. Mm-hmm. Where's grandpa? Hey, grandpa. You know, so they, you know, it's just, I think that's just one of the gifts that God has given our family. I just believe that's been the mantle, that mantle of love that God has just really placed on our family. One of our generational blessings is that mantle of love. And,
amen.
And we're just excited about that. But you guys are going to hear from my baby, my senior citizen, my favorite senior
citizen. I'm her
citizen.
Baby and her senior
my
citizen.
My baby. And I love her. And she's my baby and my friend and my everything. I just love her
and
so
diddle
much.
And back to you. You're yeah. the same thing. You're my baby and my friend.
Yeah, that's my
You're
baby.
You're my real baby.
Yes, I'm her real baby. But that's my baby.
And that I birthed.
Yeah, and I love her, you guys. And I'm just so proud of her, because just watching her be able to step out of her comfort zone and to do something. And Quentin over there, he's been like kicking us and kicking us. He's like, y'all need to get that music out in the air and just get it out there, he says. Quit waiting and waiting and waiting, you know. So, Quentin, thank you so much for being always yeah. just being an encourager
yes.
and always just having our backs, even when we do crazy stuff. You're just like praying to the Lord, don't let him do nothing too crazy,
He's
God.
Always the calm one.
He
it's
is
like
calm.
I call him the calm. He's calm.
So, Quentin, thank you, honey, for always being
thank
there
you,
and supporting us and just believing in us and pushing us on out, you know, and not letting us stay stuck in... And our,
what's that saying you always tell us, son?
If a tree falls in the forest and there's no one there to hear it, does it make a sound?
I think that's profound.
Yeah.
Say that again, son.
And, I didn't make that up. That's a well-known saying.
Oh, okay.
If a tree falls in the forest and there's no one there to hear it, does it make a sound? And I've been listening to their music for years. and I was like, man, this is great music. And I was, you know, wanted to encourage them to get it in the areas, because it's brilliantly written. I mean, it just sounds so great. And sometimes, you know, we have things that hinders us, and, you know, trying to stop us from getting it out there. But, you know, we try to get it to be, you know, perfect, or needs this and needs that, or waiting on this and waiting on that. You know, get it out there, because it's like the music is piling up, because the ideas come. You know, God gets, you know, he keeps giving you seeds. So it's like, you know, put them out there in the atmosphere so that it can do what it needs to do and just keep it coming, you know.
That's exciting. And he always encourages us guys just to keep it going. And he supports us, not just with his mouth, but even financially. I always say that about Quentin Fields. He puts his money where his mouth is. If he tells you to do it, then he even backs. I mean, seriously, he backs us in every area. And that's been such a blessing. And everything I've ever done, I can never, ever say anything. I can never say, and I can tell anybody this, he's always supported me in everything I've ever done, crazy or smart. He's let me make my crazy decisions, and praise the Lord for God's grace for those. And he's always supported me. And I thank God for having a husband that is so supportive in every single thing. I can say it privately and I can say it publicly that he's supported me in everything.
And I've watched it.
You've watched
over
it
the years,
over
he's
the
been
years.
A, been a great son-in-law. He's been a great husband to you and a great father to Mr. Gabriel, you know, and a great soldier to the country.
A great soldier to the country.
Thank you for your service.
Anybody you're in a relationship with, you know, if you're a spouse, if you're a parent, even a child, you know, support. If somebody has a dream, I believe it's your job to support the dream. Do whatever you can, you know, for that dream, because that person, you know, succeed or fail, they're going to learn something, you know. So if somebody has a dream, support, you know, support that dream. And you never know what's going to come from it. So it's like, hey, go for it, you know.
Yeah.
If it's on your heart, get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it. So that's what he's always encouraged us to do. And so we've done it over and over and over again, you guys. And last week we talked about that spirit of perfection versus the spirit of working with the spirit of excellence. And I know that God wants us to work with the spirit of excellence, but just waiting around for things to be perfect. And we talked about how situations and timing will never be perfect because there's never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever, never, never a good time to start something new. It's not, you know, you'll always say, oh, well, the kids are too small or the this or the that or whatever. And then people will make excuses like, you know, especially families that have children that have maybe have special needs. And I know I had to make sure, and I always still try to do this. I make sure that I do not use Gabriel as an excuse, but a reason. He has to be my reason to be excellent. He has to be my reason, my motivation, because I never, ever want Tim to grow up and feel like he kept me from doing anything. And right. So what I've done, I've created a life. And I think that this is the most amazing thing that we could do as a family is create a life for Gabriel to be able to flourish in his own way. And we're able to flourish in our own way. And that's, I mean, I feel so blessed by that every single day. So that's what, you know, if you have a child and if you guys are blessed to have be a family when you have special needs children, create your life, create your atmosphere for creativity to flow and for everybody to be able to flourish together, you know. And I think that's what, you know, that's what I'm most proud of than anything else is the life that we've created together. So you guys stay tuned because I'm so excited. Pastor Dab is debuting our new CD in the next half of the show.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. French security forces fired tear gas and flashbang grenades at protesters during March today through central Paris. Another weekend of support for the so-called Yellow Vest Movement, the first march of its kind this year. The partial government shutdown continues in Washington.
During their second meeting in 3 days here at the White House, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer said the president indicated he would keep the government shut down for a long time unless he gets what he wants for border security.
Months or even years.
Minutes later, the president confirmed that, saying the shutdown could end sooner than people think.
But I will do whatever we have to do. If we have to stay out for a very long period of time, we're going to do that.
He says there is an agreement with the Democratic leaders to have their staffs work through the weekend on ending the standoff. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Employers went on a December hiring binge.
The Labor Department reports the economy added a whopping 312,000 jobs. At the same time, the unemployment rate ticked up to 3.9%. But that was a reflection of a surge in job seekers.
And correspondent Ben Thomas. Parents going to court to block a Pennsylvania school district from allowing teachers to carry guns in school.
My daughter's the primary. She is very anxious about having a teacher have to carry a weapon.
But Tamaqua Area School Board member Nicholas Boyle says an armed force of teachers can act to deter a school shooting.
When we have a shooter in the building, how are we going to stop that shooter from killing more and more and more people? And we have to have an armed presence there to stop that person immediately once that happens.
Teachers are allowed to carry weapons in several states, including Texas, Missouri, and Ohio, while a number of other states are considering it. After a good jobs report yesterday, a booming session on Wall Street, the Dow up 747 points. More from townhall.com. For your Saturday afternoon, sunny, breezy, and cool, high 64. Tonight, clear and cold, low 41. Sunday, sunny, a bit milder, high 70. For Sunday night, mostly clear, some patchy fog possible after midnight, low 46. Monday, some patchy fog in the morning, but sunny, high 72. And Tuesday, more of the same, high 72.
All right, you guys, welcome back to Ready to Win. This is Star, Pastor Dab, and
Quentin.
Hey, Quentin. Hey. And we're live in the studio, you guys, with our favorite engineer, Mr. Allen. Allen, we love having you. We've been here for almost 2 years. And you've just always been the same, so consistent and so happy. It's like God gave us the right engineer right here at the radio station. You're just so awesome. So thank you every week. He's in such an encouragement, you guys. He'd be over there nodding. Sometimes he'll chime in and say something. So thank you so much, Allen, for everything that you do to help our show be a success. And thank you guys out there for listening and all of your great feedback and support throughout the years. It's been amazing to be able to be on the air and be able to share our hearts and our stories and our personal experiences and our journey with you guys. It's been so awesome. And this year, we encourage you for 2019, we would love to get more community support. We would love for you guys to call in and share your stories with us. If you're a family and you have a child or a daughter or somebody that you're taking care of that has special needs, we would love for you to be able to share your story. There might be something that you're doing. You might have some techniques or you might have a way of doing things that is so unique that could be a blessing to other families. And we would love to hear that and be able to share that. Or you might have a book or a vision or a business that that you've started, you know, that's inspired by your own personal journey. And we would love to hear about that as well. I mean, we love to have and share what's going on great here in the First Coast. So if that's you, you guys, you can call in anytime from 12 to 1 at 904-401-1413. We would love to meet you. Or you can email our giveaway office at info@giveawayfoundation.org, and you can always find us on Facebook, the Giveaway Foundation. We're the foundation with the blue and green hands that say the Giveaway Foundation. So that's who we are, and you know, the Lord gave us that name because that's truly what we want to do. We want to give away, and we want to be able to give away resources. We eventually would like to be able to give away financial resources as well, so that we can be a blessing to people that are in need. Because I know that that's one of the things that when you have a child or a family member with special needs, it's the financial aspect becomes very, very challenging, and you're trying to figure out how to make ends meet. And if even these are people stuck in the middle class that have good jobs, but you know, you'd be surprised how much income is stripped away when you're dealing with the special needs. I mean, there's things that cost, you know, like praise the Lord for the wonderful people at Bob Ham Eyewear. Shout out to them. They blessed us with Gabe's glasses and took $400 off the $500 price, you know, but there's so many expenses associated with having a child with special needs that are not covered by insurance. So what we know, and I know from personal experience, that people need income. People need extra assistance. $200 or a $300 blessing could make a world of difference in the lives of families with children and adults that have special needs. And we want to be able to give that away this year. So anyway, so I'm going to get off of that. But if you would like to be on our show, we would love to interview your business or whatever you're doing to be a blessing here in the First Coast area, because that's what I love to do. Give away resources. We, you know, when you know about something and you help another person know about it, you could save that person 5 years, 10 years. They could be blessed that much longer just by hearing one idea. Mm-hmm. You know, so I am so big. Sometimes people are so selfish and they get information, but they never share it. So right. It's all about giving it away, guys. Give away. And the more you give, God truly, the more he gives to you.
That is so true.
So true. It's a principle, mm-hmm. right? It's yes. sowing the seed. That's what exactly ties right into the scripture. Mm-hmm. So that's what we want to do. We want to be able to give away. And I know that I use this platform to be able to try to share as much as we can. And, you know, truly our hearts is for us to be able to be a blessing to God's people and for us to be able to bless the people that are out there that do have children and families with special needs, to be able to share businesses and share organizations and nonprofit organizations that are connecting the resources to these families, that real ones, you know, because there's a lot of big ones and the families never get what they say they're going to get. You know what I mean?
Right.
But we want to tell you this is the real deal. I got a bike here and you can get a bike here too. I got this here and you can get this here too. So that's what we want to do for other families that are just like us. So anyway, as I digress, I'm so excited again.
Oh my goodness.
To have you sitting right next to me. And you guys, she's amazing. And I already introduced her kind of, sort of, but I am so excited, Pastor Dab, to have you next to me, a.k.a. Mommy. And I know Quentin might have some questions for you, too, but I'm going to ask you the first question. How did Pastor Dab become Pastor Dab? Because everybody, I know everybody wants to know, how did you get this Pastor Dab name? Where did this all come from?
Well, it all started when I was married at one time. Me and my husband, we had a ministry. And we both were pastors,
mm-hmm.
and we started a ministry from the ground up, and it was growing and everything, and my ex was growing, and he was growing apart from me, but
aww.
Anyway, he grew too, but he grew apart from me, so he didn't want to be married anymore, and I didn't hold on to him. You know, I released him because he wanted to be free,
mm-hmm.
so... you know, I guess that's why kind of how I got that Pastor Dab name, because I operated in that position as a pastor with my husband for years.
Mm-hmm.
And but then after he left, you know, things changed. People change, and it's okay if you change for the better. Sometimes people change for the worse, but, you know, you just wish them well and pray that they be well on their journey. And but the Lord showed me when he left that my ministry didn't leave. So he showed me that you still have ministry. So he got me activated. I activated the ministry. Our name of our ministry is called For Your Glory, God, Worldwide Ministries.
Yes.
It's kind of been sitting dormant, and just like the music, everything's been sitting dormant. But I do believe that this is the year that everything is going to come forth.
Amen.
The ministry, the music.
Woo!
The message shall get released through this vessel.
Amen.
No more hiding it. No more keeping it under the carpet. No more stunning my growth. But this is my year to be free and to release it and to let God be seen through the things that he has done through me.
Amen.
And you know, everything is to God be the glory. That's, yeah. I always say to God be the glory in everything, because it's all about giving him the glory, you know. And so that's kind of how Pastor Dab came to life. And, you know, it's difficult when you're married and in a ministry and then you separate. And it's like, you know, you did so much to put into this ministry. And then all of a sudden you're like all alone. And, you know, even though you know God, you still have those lonely times. You have those sad times. You know, it's a fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a spiritual warfare.
Right.
You know, and even today, coming in today, I was like, I never come to the studio with a headache. But all of a sudden, I've just had this attack on me today, because I guess because the enemy knows that we're getting to release this music that has sat dormant for over 6 years. I wrote this song over 6 years ago. It's only gotten played in my house. It's never been released.
We have kitchen concerts,
you
guys.
Know, because you think it's not good enough. You think it's not perfect enough. And even I was having a sinus problem at that time when the guy came to do the recording, but I still did it anyway. So then, you know, the enemy's going to say, well, you know, you sound nasal, you sound this, you sound that. You know, it brings all those thoughts and suggestions. So I said, okay, I'm just going to redo it. I'll do it over, you know. But, you know, I've just been sitting on it. And, you know, my son-in-law, Quentin, he encouraged me to just let it go. Just release this stuff, you
yes.
know. And, you know, he's been, you know, speaking life, speaking wisdom. And I think it's good. And just let it, you know, let it go. So that's what we're doing. We're just letting it go. We're releasing it. because that's how God gets the glory. He doesn't get the glory with us holding on to the things he's given us that he wants us to release to the body, to share with others, to help be a blessing to others, you know. So that's why we're here. We're here to be a blessing, blessed to be a blessing. So I can't, like, keep hiding my materials and my what he has put within me. I had to let my light shine.
That's right.
You know, that, and that was so another scripture son went over with us yesterday, that Psalms 5:16. But we got to let our light shine. And we have to be willing and obedient so that we can eat the good of the land. We have to do what God's called us to do. And when we don't do what God's called us to do, that's been disobedient. And I shall not be disobedient this year.
Amen. That's
I shall just release everything and do everything he's called me to do. Go where he's called me to go and be who he's called me to be. And what I started also doing. Oh, do you want to ask me another question? I'm just talking.
Yeah, she's talking. But it's good because she loves to talk, you guys. And that's one of the things that I love, love, love. I've always loved about my mama. She's always just been so open. What you see is what you get, you know. And
I'm an open book.
She's an open
book.
I'm
easy to read.
Yeah. But one of the things that I know that she's always done as well is she's always journaled. And, you know, she probably has thousands of books wrote already because she's been journaling so much. I mean, you know, sometimes I'm like, what is she doing? You just look out the door. She's sitting out on the patio, right with a notebook. I'm like, where's she at? And then, you know, when we're out in the RV at the beach or someplace, she'll be up at the crack of dawn, taking a notebook and a cell phone, taking pictures of the sky. I said yesterday sky.
Old news, old sky yesterday.
Yesterday sky.
She's always talking about me, but the more she gets older, she appreciates the sunrise and the sunset.
No, I'm looking at yesterday's sky. I'm like, what in the world? But she's always taking a picture and, you know, taking a picture with her camera, taking a picture with her physical eye and her camera. But then also she's journaling with her heart and just pouring her heart out into paper. And so journaling has always been something that she's done. And why is that? How has that helped you, like, over the years?
The journaling has helped me be able to release what I feel. A lot of times, you know, when you have friends, you can't tell your friends everything. You can't tell them how you're feeling. You can't tell them all your business because a lot of times, you know, you might say something over here or take this over there, and people just take it, and it's just everywhere, you know. So people misunderstand you. A lot of times you get misunderstood, but I just started journaling. I've been journaling over 30 years.
Wow.
And I probably have, like you say, a lot of books, a lot of prayers in those journaling. I can pick up a book and just see, oh, I wrote that. Wow, I wrote that. You know, but even when I read it for myself, I still get fed from what I've written. Mm-hmm. And I just, journaling is, to me, is a channeling. I channel my thoughts, my emotions, and it allows me to, like, compartmentalize how I'm feeling. And I just, you know, by placing and writing it on the paper, and so instead of being over here and over there and then telling this person and that person, I just release it on paper. And it gives me an opportunity to vent and express my wants, my needs and desires, my frustrations, anticipations about how I'm feeling. And this release allows me to keep moving forward and to stay focused. And it's a time that I cry out to the Lord. It's a time of meditation to just cast all my cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. And that's 1 Peter 5:7. And that's, you know, that's really like just casting it, everything. Your whole inmost being, everything that you want to talk to the Lord about, anything that you're feeling down about, I just put it on paper. You know, now I can look back over the years. Like you say, I do probably have, just a lot of journals. I never really let them go. I just, like, when I move, I just pack them from place to place, and I let some of them go, you know. But I still have a whole lot there that, you know, that I can just open it up. And if I sit down and take the time, I always say, I'm just going to put all this in a book or something, you know. So one day I will be putting these these thoughts that I have journaled. They're a lot of just, really, they're just prayers to the Lord.
Right. And it's so important to get that out of you, because if you keep it all in you, you can become bitter, you can become angry.
Yes.
But I think that that's one of the ways that her heart is able to stay so pliable and still so loving, because she doesn't hold on to a lot of stuff. She lets it go by writing it down and releasing it. And a lot of people, you know, even if you are not, like, today, this generation, they might not be journaling physically with writing, but they might be, you know, one of the things I do, and I do videos. So I video almost everything. I mean, a lot of videos that I do probably will never even get out there because it takes a lot of time to edit and all that stuff. But I can go back and look back and see what I did on any particular day, because a lot of the times I've videoed that and I can say, oh, I was at such and such and such, or we did such and such and such, or whatever.
Right.
And there's a lot of videos that you guys do see that are public, but there's a lot that are not even done because it just takes so much. Yeah, so many. So people might video by, and then, you know, there's, of course, Facebook and social media. And I think that's the way that a lot of people do. But there's just some things that you don't want to put there. And you can cry out to the Lord. And I know, for, you know, even for people that have really hurt me and made me so angry and so mad. I'm like, I'm such a nice person. How can I get this off of me?
Just
write it down. So you write the letter and you write down how you're feeling. And it's just something. And then after you write it all off, you feel a little bit better.
I always say it's my way of finding my place of peace.
Mm.
I find my place of peace when I journal, because it allows me to just get in tune to the Lord. It's my way of, one way I talk to the Lord, you know, and he answers me back. You know, he always answers me back. He always gives me my answers. He always answers my prayers, you know, but I talk to him and, you know, I ask him for direction. You know, every day I get up and ask him for direction and protection and watch over us wherever we go, and traveling grace and traveling mercy.
Yeah,
and
me too.
Just always talking to the Lord. And not, it's daily, but it's always, it's continuous, because, you know, I'm with my family, but I'm with the Lord. The Lord is with me. He's in me. He lives within me. He moves within me, you know. And so I'm always talking to him. And sometimes if I forget something, I don't remember.
She sure does. Holy Spirit, bring it back to my remembrance.
Bring it back to my remembrance. And he sure enough does.
Yes, he sure does.
You know, I know that I can always cry out to the Lord. I know that he will never leave me nor forsake me.
Right.
I know that he's always there with me.
Yeah.
So I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah.
And I thank God for allowing me to journal.
That's it. And tell us how you got, when people see me, they see you. How did the Lord deposit that into your heart?
A lot of things had been going on in my life. I think I'd went through, I'd gotten my divorce 8 years ago, and my mother had passed. And then after my mother passed, within 6 months of getting a divorce, my mother passed. So here I am trying to, you know, find out who I am, hold on to who I am, not lose sight of me. And then my mother passes, and then we just was getting the ministry going at that time. But it just, you know, then my mother got sick, and I had to go and help my mother, care for my mother, because I love to care for people. That's what I do. I care for people. You know, I have my CNA. I go out and sit with people, help people. You know, I just love people. So
and she cares for Gabriel.
I care for Gabriel.
Not just because she's his grandma, but that's really her gift. That's what she does.
That's my gift. That helps ministry. And so, as well as, you know, anyway, prayer warrior. But anyway, what I did, I helped my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I went home to help my mother. And then I just, you know, stayed with my dad because I didn't want him to go into depression. So I went there. My mom did pass. Okay, what else?
So how'd you get the song?
The way I got the song. I'm sorry. Getting too long-winded. I have a short amount of time. How did I get the song? I got the song when I came home. The Lord released me from being with my dad. My dad got better. You know, he seemed like he was at a point where I could leave. So I came back home, and Star had some producers there and coming. And so she said, Mom, you need to write a song. I was like, write a song? I don't... She said, everybody's, you know, some people, I got some other people coming over. They're going to do a song. You need to do a song. So I said, okay. I didn't have nothing written down. But, like, mind you, I journal all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But you would have thought I would have went to some of those things I had journaled down, but I didn't. He came, and the Lord just gave me a fresh word. When people see me, they see you.
Wow.
And so, you know, I prayed about it. You know, I said, Lord, just give me something to write, you know. So I just started singing something and got the melody, and then the words just kind of just deposited in within me, because through my prayers, my prayer life and everything with the Lord, and Jesus opened my heart, pour into me, and transparently is what I will be. And I just started getting those words, and that's what the Lord gave me. That's my song, is when people see me, I want them to just see me, this fleshly body, but I want to be a representation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want to be an effective witness for the kingdom of God, for the upbuilding of the kingdom of God. You know, and like I say, everything, all the glory goes back to the Lord. It might come through this vessel, but I don't try to hold on to it. I always release it back to the Lord. And that's what we always must do. knowing that when you do, when God gives us the glory, and when the glory comes to us, we give it back to the
Lord. That's it. That's, you know, so awesome.
And so we don't try to just, you know, walk around prideful and carrying and, oh, I got this and now that. But no, we give the glory back to the Lord. And so that's where I got the song.
Awesome.
And Star encouraged me to do that. And so after she did that, she said, now you need to write a CD. And now you need to get a CD.
And she has, you guys, and she's done that. Now she has 10 songs ready. 11.
Actually. I have 11 songs
11
written.
Songs ready for the world.
Yes.
And we're just working diligently again in the studio again. Praise the Lord for 2019.
Yes.
And there's a fresh energy
it is.
That has come over
something
the house
new.
Again. It's just a blessing, anointing, a fresh energy has came mm-hmm. back into our beautiful home again.
Into our hearts.
And it spread through Gabriel, yes. guys. He's rocking. He was in the studio. We were in the studio for 6 hours and Gabriel was there. And now we're just all excited. Even Gabe, he's rocking to it and he's just loving it.
You wouldn't even
it.
Have known Gabriel was there. He was such a good boy.
He was such a great, it was awesome. So you guys, we're getting ready to debut this new song. This is the first time it's coming from out of the kitchen.
Out of the house.
Into the
into
airways.
Your home. So,
and this is called When People See Me, They See You. As
listen to the words, because the words really have a lot of meaning to them. They really do. It can bless your heart if you just listen to the words.
Yeah, listen.
I'm not a professional singer, but.
She's so funny. But guess what? It's all for the
but
glory
But it's all
of God.
About giving God the glory.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful song, and you guys are going to hear it now. So this is called When people see me, they see you.
And we want people to see God in us.
Jesus, open my heart, pour into me transparently is what I will be about.
When people see me, they see you.
It's not about me, but it's all about. When people see me, they see you.
I love that song, y'all.
When people see me, they see you.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
give God honor, glory, and praise today.
Oh, my gosh. We're so
it's released.
Excited. It's released.
I think my headache will go away now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because the devil didn't win.
The devil didn't win. Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
And
hallelujah. And God is good all the time.
Alan was over there singing with us. Alan, what you think about that song, Alan? That was great. I seen you over there jamming.
I'm having church.
He said he's having church. Amen. So we are so excited. We are just so thankful.
Thankful to the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Quentin. Are you still there for encouraging us and telling us to get it out there?
I am here, and I was glad to hear it over the airwaves.
Hey.
Oh, praise God.
I've been singing it for quite some time now. So it already sounds like a number one hit. But I was glad to hear it coming from where I'm actually glad I'm not in the studio. I'm glad I'm here hearing it on the radio.
Aw, thank you. Thank you, honey. That's so awesome. He said,
where
that's where it belongs.
Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Hope it blessed somebody out there today. Yes. When people see me, they see you.
Amen. That's what it's all about.
Yes, being an effective witness for Christ.
And she says, I'm just a vessel he can use. And that's what we are.
We have to be open, willing vessels that God can use.
And then she says, it's not about me, but it's all about you. And that's why we're here, you guys. So we thank you so much for tuning in to Ready to Win today. Thank you, Pastor Dab, a.k.a.
Thank you,
Mommy,
for allowing me to come and be a part and
thank
participate.
Thank you, Quentin. We love you guys out there. We're ready to win.
Yes, we are.
Have an awesome week.
Bye now.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.